They threw him in jail cells, put him in straitjackets, handcuffed him underwater, suspended him in the air from cranes, all in an effort to keep him from escaping. It seemed nothing could be done to hold him. So how did Harry Houdini do it? Some of his secrets are revealed on this edition of The American Countryside. How was Harry Houdini able to escape from so many impossible situations? Terry Bergen says it began long before the show.
He kept in top physical condition. Because of this, he was able to endure some of the depredations of his escape conditions, such as when he was dumped in a river in a trunk during the middle of winter, or when he was in a straitjacket. Essentially, the secret to the straitjacket illusions is just being able to wriggle and have the strength to pull yourself out of it.
At the height of his career, he challenged people to build something from which he could not escape.
Jails were offered to him, as well as torture devices and milk cans. He also was challenged to escape from, and to the world's eyes, he did escape from all of those. The ones that stumped him were never publicized, so there were things that in the end he could not escape from.
Some challengers made him strip off his clothes to ensure he did not carry hidden tools to help him escape.
He would walk naked into the cell, but either beforehand he would hide tools in his thick curly hair, such as a pick, or his wife would run up to him to give him a last-minute kiss, and a tool would be passed that way through their mouths.
The History Museum at the Castle in Appleton, Wisconsin, Houdini's hometown, shares the story of Houdini and his masterful career. Traveling the countryside in Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.